This is the BBC.
Here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, and it's a good one. I still need to finalise my fantasy football team with your help. Chris plays for Pride on today's Bangers. And have you ever been in someone's bedroom for whatever reason and thought, what is that? Someone I know has, and so have a lot of you. Includes a story you will not believe. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. Hello.
Hello.
All right?
Yeah, how are you?
Good. Friday.
Yes. In such a good mood. Do you know, I have had one of them days. You know when you just get stuff done?
Yeah.
I'm in a real kind of productive mood today. Literally, I was up at 7, I was doing emails, I was sorting things out.
That's really interesting. So today's the day. If anyone needs Scott to do anything, today is the day, everyone.
It happens
once every 6 months or so, but today is the day.
Oh, you can listen to her. She can talk.
Listen, I've had a very productive day as well. I met Ella Eyre earlier.
Oh, really productive.
And she's given me some bubble gum as well. So not quite on par with you in terms of admins, but...
I think I find it. I'm so much better than you, admins.
You're not.
This is one thing.
I know. You like to think you're better at admins.
I'm so much better at sorting things out than you. Anyway, I hope you're right this afternoon. Boardmasters and Fistral Beach is on. Loads of people on their way to that.
Sweet.
Lee Fest in Tunbridge Wells. Good lineup. And then the football season begins.
Oh, I'm so excited, Scott. It's back. Well, the football season has begun, but we're talking like Premier League. So that starts, well, tonight.
And I need to, if I want to, make any last-minute changes to my fantasy football team, do I?
And that's what makes this season really exciting, that you've got involved in fantasy football for once. I've managed to persuade you. You've picked a team, Yas FC.
Yas.
They're based purely on looks, really.
Right.
But that's fine, because do you know what? That's got you involved.
Thank you for choosing the team for me as well. I really appreciate that. Yeah, we might need to swap some out. Yeah. Tune of the week. BBC Radio 1. By the way, that Bruno Mars song, do you remember when on the show we first realised what the lyrics were? We were like, oh, can you not?
Waking up the rocket.
Waking up the rocket. What? Scott Mills. Say what, I've got the only phone charger in the world that says it's charging. It's got like the little charge thing, the little symbol. But actually, the percentage is going down.
Yeah, right. So the story behind that charger there, Scott, is that's the one you tried to palm off onto me last week. So this is quite incredible. If you're listening to this right now,
right.
Scott here steals people's chargers, right? And swaps them with poorer quality ones that he's bought on the cheap.
No, not on the cheap.
So last week you took my charger, which was like the normal standard one, and you replaced it with that one that I've given back to you there. That's why you're struggling. And weirdly, it charges backwards.
I buy mine from the extremely friendly man on the high road near me.
But this is what I'm saying. You buy those, and then what you do is you take everyone else's, and when... You know, when someone wants their charger back, you give them one of your special ones.
To be fair.
it's a definite con.
Earlier in
the
week.
And we've all clocked it.
Earlier in the week, yes, I did take your perfectly good charger and replace it with this one.
I know.
And now I'm stuck with this one.
And you're right. It sort of charges. It goes up a little bit, but then it goes down very quickly.
I'm on 16. It's really stressing me out. Scott Mills. I'm getting loads of texts on my phone now. True story. You took mine in Hull. Then I got one back. The charger that broke a week later. Had to go to the shop and buy a genuine one for £25.
It's a great con, because you're not just taking charges, because you are giving people charges back, but you're giving them these really dodgy ones.
Can't say they're dodgy. Yeah. I've got a story for you after 1:30, which I can't tell in full because of the time of day that we're on, but involves the first time you see someone's bedroom for whatever reason, and that's going to be about 1:40. A story that I got told yesterday, which I'm not going to forget in any kind of hurry. Scott Mills. Right, okay, let me just say this. So someone I know has been chatting to someone online, and after quite a lot of talking, they decide to meet up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they do meet up, and my friend ends up seeing their bedroom. Just have a look around, you know. And at the time... they didn't want to say anything because it just didn't seem right, you know, because it's like, I don't know, maybe the second time they've met.
Yeah. Well, you're in their space, aren't you?
Yeah. And it's like, you don't want to say, well, what's that, do you?
Mm.
But in the bedroom, under the bed, there was a big box. And my friend was like, what is in the box? You know, when you just want to know, it's like, You know, it could be, you know, it could be to be like old love letters or photos. Oh,
yeah, do you remember when you used to talk about Xboxes?
Yeah.
You know, boxes just full of your ex's stuff. Yeah. Was it that?
Well, like, kind of got a better at him after a while, my friend, and he was like, look, can you tell me what was in the box? I saw the box in your room.
Why did it concern him, though? Was it so out of place? It just sort of intrigued him.
Yeah, he just wanted to know, you know, he's like, what's in the box?
Yeah.
So, sends him a message, and they reply back with a full list of what's in the box, and it wasn't what my friend was expecting.
No.
I mean, this is all I can say at this time of day. I can't really tell you any more of this story, but it's quite astonishing what's in the box, and they're quite proud of it.
But what can you... Well, this is interesting. What can you say is in the box? What sort
all
of...
All I can say is that the person concerned provided a full list of... Well, it's a box of tricks.
A box of tricks?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think I know what you mean.
So, it like... apparatus, if you will.
Okay.
Paraphernalia.
Yeah, fine.
Equipment. I can't say any more than that. But yeah, just a little box of tricks. But with a lot of items in it.
You can't say any of the items?
Oh, no. Let me just check. Hang on. No.
No.
Not one. No. Can I? No. Yeah, but I mean, the list is extensive. It's like 16, 17, 18 different items in the box of tricks. And my friend just was not expecting that at all.
It's when you don't expect to find something like that, do you?
You just don't.
You know, everyone's unique. Everyone has their own special things.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely fine. But he just... I think it just shocked him a little bit because he wasn't expecting... When you ask someone, hey, what's in the box? You expect them to say, oh, some photos or...
Yeah, some old batteries.
Yeah, some old DVDs or something. And that you're not expecting that.
Okay.
And get some stories from you in a minute.
This is... Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Dan in Newcastle under Lyme, Stoke. Trying to guess what was in the box. You are correct, but there was much more than just those.
BBC Radio 1.
It would be great to publish the list. You've shown me the list, and it is extraordinary.
Yeah. It's
completely unexpected.
So many box stories are coming in now.
A look at this one from Paul, who says he was seeing this guy... And at the bottom of his wardrobe, there was a load of VHS videos, which he thought looked suspicious, because VHS videos, suspected it might be a stash. And it turned out, when he asked, to be a recording of every Eurovision since 87.
That's amazing. Right,
odd.
Our first caller on this today appears to be the artist formerly known as Sprinkle of Glitter, Louise Pentland. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Do you get annoyed when I call you that now? Should I not?
No, it's only you that does it, so it's almost like
it a... It is true that, Sky. It is only you that
okay,
does it.
Okay, I'm
like
sorry.
You need to remind everyone. That's yeah. It's like that.
Okay, I don't need to do that. I'm not doing it ever again.
Oh, but it was our special thing.
I know
now
it was.
I know what we're going to do.
Anyway, how come you're getting involved in this topic?
I wish I wasn't, to be honest with you, but I have an awful bedroom story that I feel the world needs to know about.
Yes.
When I was at uni and I was going through a bit of a phase, and I went back to this boy's room, and there was a big hole in his wall where, like, one of those landline phones had been.
Right.
And to deal with that, he had shoved a sandwich in there that he was then surprised that it had gone mouldy. So then we started calling him Mouldy Martin. That's what his name may or may not have been Martin. And that's a real experience I've had in my life. And that's not an experience you expect to have when you go back to someone's room after you've been out on a student night. That's not what I was expecting.
It's off-putting, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is, because it was very near me, the moulding sandwich.
It also probably says quite a lot about Martin's general hygiene.
Yeah, or...
How long was the sandwich in there, or was it like...
Well, what are you going to ask, then?
I didn't ask too much about the sandwich, but I did say, is that a sandwich in that hole? And he just said, yeah, there used to be a phone there. And then I didn't ask any more questions. If that's a normal answer, like, yeah, it is. There used to be a phone. But
yeah,
of course,
it's a sandwich,
now,
so what?
Did you ever see Mouldy Martin again after that?
I saw him around campus,
right. But
I made no further efforts to have a repeat evening with him. No, no, I did not.
Oh, this is the best.
I don't know how he got to university. It doesn't seem like a smart boy to me.
Oh, it's good to speak to you. Thanks for being on.
That's okay. Thanks for having me.
Scott Mills.
Sam.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good. Tell me everything.
Okay, so I met this lass on Tinder and we got talking.
Interesting use of the word lass there for a girl. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, anyway, so I think it was like 11:30 in the evening that I was going to go see her.
Oh,
so I went down to see. Yeah, quite late. So I was working in a pub at the time, so I finished quite late. So the first thing was I got a complete tour of her house.
Oh, a lovely tour. Just so you know what's where.
I think the first surprise was how pink everything was.
Right.
And so I went in the bathroom to have a look, and then everything was pink. So like the flannels were pink, the towels were pink. And then she showed me to her room, and then that's when the next surprise happens. So I'm looking around, and are you familiar with My Little Pony?
Yeah. Yes, I am. It has a great jingle, which I'm sure we can find. Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah. Yes! Wait right there. Okay. Keep talking, and I'll find it. Yeah, go on.
All right. So there's My Little Pony stuff literally everywhere. Her bed was like a mermaid sort of bed. So that was the third weird thing. So I'm like, you're 26. You've got pink stuff everywhere. You've got My Little Pony stuff everywhere. And now you've got a mermaid bed, and I'm sleeping in that. So I'm like, well, you know, it's fine. You know, I'll get over it. I'm not here for the bed, but whatever. And then she was like, do you want to see something else? I'm like, sure, what else can you show me? And then she takes me to a separate room, which is opposite her bedroom. And she opens the door, and I am like, what? I walk in there, and there are 16 hamsters, all in different cages. All got names on, and in the corner there's more My Little Pony stuff, and I am just freaked the hell out. I'm like, what is going on? What have I got myself into?
What do you mean they've all got names on?
Yeah, so basically the cages had names like Galaxy, what hamster names, which you have. Just like, well, this is bizarre. You've dedicated a room to hamsters.
Oh, I love
My Little Pony toys.
16 hamsters just staring right back at you.
Yeah, 16 hamsters. I'm just looking like, I don't even know what to say. Like, I genuinely said to her, I was like, why do you have 16 hamsters? I don't really remember the response because I wasn't actually listening, but I was just gobsmacked. There were 16 hamsters.
Yeah. And then what happened?
And so, yeah, watched Bad Grandpa. It was quite good.
You watched Bad Grandpa?
Oh, Bad Grandpa, yeah.
Wow. One last question.
You sure?
Did you stay in the mermaid bed?
I did stay in the mermaid bed.
Well, see, I think it's great. It's quirky.
I mean, it's different. It's definitely different. I mean, waking up the next morning, just to see a mermaid bed and My Little Pony stuff everywhere is a bit weird. But
yeah, but you don't expect the hamster thing, do you? That's what's getting me the hamster room. You wouldn't expect
sure
that.
I to the hamster as well. You know,
an actual room of hamsters.
Yeah,
come have a look
I'm
in this room.
I'm genuinely serious when I say this. There was a room dedicated to hamsters.
Oh, look, I've found the theme tune now. Yeah.
My Little Pony, My Little Pony.
It doesn't ring any bells to me, this.
Until you answered, it's magic with me. Big adventure. Tons of fun. A beautiful heart, faithful.
Best
and
jingle
strong.
Ever.
Sharing kindness. It's an easy feat. And magic makes it
all together.
Do you know you're all my very
it's taking
best
a different meaning now, though.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I'm obsessed with the idea of loads of people driving right now with windows down, having to really quickly turn down the My Little Pony theme tune.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Tom, who's answering the phones here, has just informed me that we've got a story about one of these unexpected things that you find in bedrooms, and he can't believe it. It's literally the most extreme thing I think he's had to deal with in quite a while. So I'm intrigued. Are you?
Yes.
Scott Mills.
Okay, here we go. Luke, where are you?
I'm in Tredegar in South Wales, Scott.
Got a story for me?
I got a little story, yeah. Let me just... I got the kids in the car. I better go outside.
Yeah, maybe leave that.
I better. So, basically, a few years ago when I was in university, I was out to one of the student club nights called Metros, and while I was there, I bumped into one of the girls that lived in my halls of residence. And because we sort of lived in the same place, said, oh, yeah, I'll walk you back. You know what I mean? No worries at all. I'll take you back home.
Sure.
And then when we got to her flat, I was pouring a couple of drinks for us on a little table. And I noticed some handwritten letters. And I was obviously quite intrigued.
Right.
So I was just like, oh, so
What are these letters? What are these? And she was like, oh, they're from my pen pal. I was like, oh, wow, that's really cool. I've been doing a pen pal since we were, like, in primary school.
Not really maybe a thing you do at university.
No, not really. Not when you're kind of in your 20s, anyway.
No.
But, so I was obviously trying to ascertain sort of who the pen pal was, and she was a little bit sheepish at first, and she was like, oh, well, actually, it's actually one of Britain's notorious serial killers.
Okay, I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, my... What?
Yeah. I share your shock.
Yeah, that's a red flag right there, isn't it?
100% big
Scott,
red flag.
Your face is amazing.
What?
I know.
Right, okay, so talk me through that then.
Well, basically, she was kind of like, she kind of sort of said that it was kind of like for like research.
When you're in that moment, though, you don't really want to ask too many questions, do you?
No, definitely not too many questions. Just kind of, you're kind of like a deer in the headlights and just think, oh, that's interesting. Very good.
It could have been anything, really. Could have been research, could have been dissertation, could be anything.
Could have been anything, yeah, absolutely anything.
Did you feel safe?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't anything like that. I felt totally safe. It was just a little bit, I feel a little bit strange. It was quite strange, but yeah, totally safe. There was nothing untoward like that.
Right. I don't know what to think here.
It's a red flag, I'm saying.
It's on the extreme end of things there.
Right, okay. And did you leave or did you stay?
I stayed for a little bit longer, yeah.
Oh, Luke.
I know.
I've got to tell you, this is one of the most brilliant topics we've ever done. Because...
I am so, so pleased.
I just was not expecting that.
No. Neither was I, and neither... To this day, it's still like, as soon as I tell a story, I just think, oh, what was it? Luke, what are you doing? What are you doing? Get out of the flat!
Scott Mills. Really like it that the listeners are helping me out with my fantasy football team, because I haven't really got a clue at the moment, but I'll get into it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's just great to have you involved. Yeah. I can't believe we've managed to find a way to get you involved, but this seems to be it.
Daniel's been on saying you need to get Giroud on.
Yes.
Because greatest hair you'll ever see in the Premier League. He's already in my team.
He is, yes.
Is that how you say his name?
Giroud.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But Giroud's close.
Evie's been on. She says, I like the way you're choosing your football team, like attractive people. I would suggest Alexis Sanchez, Arsenal, cos thighs.
Okay. Have you heard of him?
No. Joshua King, Bournemouth, cos Norwegian. Angel Rangel, Swansea, cos name. And James Milner, Liverpool, because sometimes you just need a good guy you can trust.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I'm enjoying this.
I'm not sure you'd like James Milner as much.
I'll have a look. Hello, David.
Hello there.
Hello there. Where are you?
I am just outside Edinburgh.
Okay, what's going on in your life today?
So today I'm just finishing up work now, and that's me off for the weekend.
Hey. Any plans for the weekend?
Night out with my girlfriend tomorrow, and probably resting on Sunday.
Have a little rest.
Right, when you say a night out with your girlfriend, what have you got planned? Or is it all a surprise?
Is it a date?
Oh, no, don't be stupid. Come on.
No, if you've been going out with someone for a while, you've got to have date night now and again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we do that now and again, but this is with friends, so...
Ah, okay, cool.
You know, just a few drinks and that'll keep me going.
Okay, here's what I've got for you today, David. It's Drake and Rihanna, Take Care. I'd like to hear this today.
This is a good song.
Really good.
Well, at least there's no trousers down this week, because I did win yesterday.
Yeah, that would have been awful for you.
Not going to have to do the forfeit, so I'm playing for pride. I want to get this one back to 3-2, and this is my choice today, David. I thought we could go epic here. This is Muse, Knights of Cydonia.
Two very different choices.
Well, kind of let down by Chris a wee bit there.
Oh, serious?
Not a big fan of Muse.
Oh
that's...
They are out there.
David, there are fans out there. I'm sorry it's not you.
Yes, I understand that, but unfortunately not one on the phone today.
Why do you feel let down, though? Do you normally go for me?
I do. I'm not going to lie, Chris.
David, I'm
You're
really
normally
sorry.
The safe bet.
I've let him down, Scott.
You've let him down.
You have, just a wee bit.
So it's me, is it?
It is you, Scott.
Yeah.
100%.
No, you've been hurt by someone else. People know, we know. You hate being alone when you ain't the only one. You hate the fact that you bought the dream when they sold you one. You love your friends, but somebody should have told you some to save you. Instead, they say, tell me. It's not a heist. Don't be ridiculous. It's a great song.
There's a lot of messages saying a robbery is happening right now.
Yeah.
All units on this one. All units.
Tractor man in Guildford, police just pulled me over and asked if I'd be a witness to that robbery. Not a robbery.
Thing is, with bangers like that, where it's two completely different songs, no matter what gets chosen, there's going to be a massive reaction against it. Because they're so different. And that's kind of cool. But
totally.
I should have won.
Whatever. That was Drake and Rihanna and Take Care. Right, so who shall I add? Because I need to swap some things around, I think, for my fantasy football team. Morgan says, you need Aaron Cresswell for his beautiful hair. It doesn't change at any point in a game. Great hair products. Hang on, I've got Cresswell in my fantasy football team already.
You do. He's currently a substitute, but...
Oh, my God. It's like groomed to within an inch of his life.
I know, but I should explain to you, Scott, the points... kind of system with fantasy football, you won't get points for hair.
Right, okay.
But I appreciate that's why they're in the team.
Yeah, I need points. So they need to be actual players. Some of them are injured, right? Four people here injured on my team at the moment?
You've got four or five injured at the moment.
Well,
yes.
That's no good to me because I won't get the points. So
you
I need
see,
to...
Listen to the enthusiasm. That's amazing.
I'm getting into it now. I need you to text me which player or players do you think I need to add in. I'm going to do this after three and create my new team. Either because you think they're an incredible football player or because they're very pleasing to the eye.
Scott Mills.
Hi, I'm Scott Mills. Chris is trying to get me into the football in a very different way this year by setting me up with a fantasy football team, and everyone's been getting involved.
Yeah, exactly. Now, this is something that you would never be interested in traditionally. We've set you up a team, Yas FC.
Yas FC.
Now, they've been largely picked because of their good looks, which is a bit different, but at least it's got you into fantasy football. It seems to be working so far, but you've suddenly learned about how fantasy football works. Know that the higher the score you will get depends on how well they play. But a lot of the players in Yas FC actually are injured.
Yes, and it's how well they actually play, isn't
it? Yeah, exactly.
In real life.
So we've got callers on the line now who can help you make your team slightly better than it currently is,
okay. Hopefully. All right, and then I'll play a song and I'll swap them out for other people. All right, do you think I need to make last-minute changes? I probably do if they're injured, because they're not going to score many points.
If they're injured, yes, you do.
No points. Okay, hello, Dot.
Hello.
Hello, who have you got for me?
Toby Alderweireld. He's a defender.
I'm showing you a picture right now, Scott.
Toby Alderweireld. Where's he off of?
Off of Tottenham and Belgium.
Defender there.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. Now, we do need someone at the back there, if you're willing to get behind him.
Absolutely. That's
Keane?
That's a good shot. Definitely put him to the side as a maybe.
Fine.
Okay. Hello, Sean.
Hello.
Hello. Who have you got for me?
Daley Blind of Man United.
Okay, bear with.
Let's have a picture, please.
There's a picture right there.
Oh, good eyes.
Now, what's your thinking there on Blind? Why? Yeah.
Good eyes, well, good hair. And?
Yeah, exactly. Flowing locks, steely eyes.
Right.
That's your man.
Is that why you like him, or do you think he's an ace football player?
Oh, he's not a very good footballer, no.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right.
I might leave my wife for him. Who knows?
You might leave your wife for him?
Just said that on radio, well, so that's fine.
If he offered. Right. Okay. Hello. Hello, Dom.
Hi, Scott.
Who have you got?
Jordan Henderson, Liverpool captain.
Bear with.
Liverpool captain, Jordan Henderson.
Jordan Henderson. There he is. Now, the problem is, we've already got... our limit, I think, on Liverpool players. Or have we actually?
What do you mean there's a limit?
Right. I don't want to overcomplicate things for you, Scott. We can only pick three. No, actually, there's room. Sorry, there's room. So we could have Henderson there. He's a midfielder.
I don't understand the limit thing.
He's a midfielder. He's a good player.
Why is there a limit?
Just because fantasy football, otherwise you'd have all the players from one team.
Oh, okay, got you. Yeah, he's not bad. Maybe. Hello, Tim.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris.
Hey. You right? What have you got?
Yeah. Carl Darlow from Newcastle United.
Got him right here. Goalkeeper, Scott. Goalkeeper for Newcastle there.
Ooh, I say.
Okay.
Fine. Next, we've got Matthew.
You're happy with Butland, though, so I think that should be a no.
Oh, okay.
You like Butland.
Matthew?
Yeah, hiya.
Who have you got and why?
Wayne Rooney from Everton, just because all El Natural hair and he's quite beautiful, luscious locks of hair.
More hair recently. Yeah.
Have you heard of him, Scott?
I know him. I've actually met him.
Wayne Rooney?
Yeah, I met him.
When?
In Manchester.
What possible circles can you both move in that you'd meet?
At the Manchester United Player of the Year Awards, hon.
I know, that. I still find that a bit mad.
And Ash, hello.
Hello, yes, Virgil van Dijk, okay. All day long.
Why is that?
6'4", he's got a big forehead, so he can clear the ball out of the box, and I guarantee he's going to get you a lot of points. He was injured last season as well, so he's going to be fresh for absolutely fresh.
He's not likely to play, though, this weekend, is he, if I'm right?
Yeah, that's one weekend, though, but wait until he gets into the move a bit, wait.
Thank God, at least we've got someone on that did actually talk about why, because football purposes. Right. Okay, good.
Right, well, thank you everyone for
that.
We'll update the team accordingly.
Yep.
Scott Mills.
Oh, this is stress, man. And it's not even real, the fantasy football.
I think we're there. It's all good.
I've got a sweat on. I can't decide who's out, who's in, who's in, who's out.
Well, that's too easy.
Oh, do you think the others are going to be upset? Do I have to send them a note or something?
That would be wonderful as well. I'd like you to tweet the ones that you've dropped to say that you've dropped them from your team. That'd be good.
Would they actually care? Or
there's going to be three dropped, three brought in.
Right. Is that because they're injured?
Yeah. This is a good move from you.
Thanks so much, everyone, for your help, because I haven't got a clue.
Scott Mills.
Thanks for all your help with my fantasy football today. I think it's a team in much better shape now.
Best tweet you've ever sent, by the way, just then.
Thank you.
It's incredible.
I just said, sorry you didn't pass the fitness test to the ones that didn't quite make the team.
And actually now, added them in it.
Yeah. Now, Chris has got something. If you get a bit bored at the weekend, you want something to watch, something on iPlayer, which is new.
Yeah. Do you remember a while ago, I went to Lithuania to do another one of these extreme festivals that I've been doing?
Yeah. So you go and visit these festivals you wouldn't ever normally go to.
Yeah, and a lot of them have been quite fun, a bit different, but quite fun. This one was, it was terrifying.
I remember you texting me at the time going, Scott, I am not enjoying this.
Oh man, it was a death metal festival. At one point I had to interview this band called Archgoat and they poured a pint of blood over me.
I've got that here.
What's going on? What have you just put on me?
Ghost blood.
Is it actual blood? Oh, it's amazing.
Taste it.
It's actual blood, isn't it?
Goat's blood.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, they're called arch goats, so I think the blood is goat.
Right. Is that real?
Well,
I mean, this is probably the most
tasted like blood.
The most extreme one yet, right?
Yeah, it was a really kind of dark, horrible experience. But if you do fancy it, it's on there for this weekend if you're bored.
If you want to look at a death metal festival in Lithuania.
Scott Mills.
We are back Monday from 1 on BBC Radio 1. If you can't get us live, get this podcast, cause free.